Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom that you desire, and literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, and guidance and support at my website at zakiron.com and on my YouTube channel and, of course, my podcast channel entitled The Master Keys of Creation. All right, so here we go. Allow, don't fight. How to get what you want by focusing on what you want, not on what you don't want. You cannot get what you want by fighting against what you don't want, because this just attracts more things to you that you must fight against and try to get rid of. Society, as we know it, does not typically value surrender and allowance. Surrender is seen as a coward's path. What is valued in society typically is fighting and control for what you want and fighting against what you don't want. What is valued is overcoming insurmountable odds, and then finally, when you've conquered those things, come out the victor, the hero. Whereas peaceful acceptance and passive allowance and non-interference are typically judged as being spiritual practices that are not typically valued by society, that is typically built upon control and action, not surrender. Control and action is based upon, generally based upon lack. It is action based upon the belief that there is a limited supply of resources and money, and also control is based on the belief that there is a right way to believe or act. Hence the classic scenario that has gone on forever and ever, religious and political wars. Control is based upon the desire to prove worthiness, as well as the faulty belief in the lie of assertion, that the lie and belief that bad and unwanted things and evil things and people can assert their evil will upon you. So to stop that, you've got to beat the bad guy to the punch. Basically, control is based upon the faulty belief in limitation and lack, and the lack of belief that we actually, in truth, which we do, have the power to create anything we want. And the only way to get what you want from a typical human perspective is to control or destroy unwanted things, so that what will be left will be the wanted things. And these faulty beliefs create all the wars and the fights and the conflicts and injustices in the world. All the wars and conflicts in the world have never actually really been about differences of opinion or differences of beliefs or differences of religions or political beliefs, etc. They have never really been between classes or religions or races or cultures or countries or sexes, etc. The conflicts and wars really have always been wars against unwanted things. The problem with that is, even if you supposedly have the higher moral ground, you can't wage war against what you don't like and don't want to get what you do like and do want, because warring against unwanted things just attracts more unwanted things to fight against. Okay, yeah, you can band together in big groups and fight against things you don't want and conquer them and destroy them to some degree, but that power is very limited in nature. This is a universe of infinite abundance, and you can be, do, and have as much of whatever you want, and all of creation will happily help you get it. So there is no need to fight for what you want as if there is a limited supply of what you want, because there are no limited supplies of anything. I repeat, there are no limited supplies of anything. And there is no need to fight against what you don't want because unwanted things cannot impose themselves upon you because there is no such thing as assertion or victimhood. There is only attraction. And all unwanted things in your life, well, sad to tell you, but you attracted them to you because of your focus upon unwanted things. When you focus on unwanted things, you attract more unwanted things. It's very simple. So to get what you want, you must focus on wanted things. And you must then allow them to come to you. Ask and receive. Ask and receive. You must allow the blessings of the universe to come to you. So here's the do's and don'ts to get what you want. Don't fight for what you want. Don't fight against what you don't want. Don't fight against the lack of what you want. Don't fight against unwanted, undesirable human behavior. Don't fight against ignorance and prejudice and greed and unethical behavior. Don't fight against limitation. Don't fight against anything. Instead, surrender. Wave the white flag and surrender and allow the blessings to flow to you. Give up the fight and allow. Allow yourself to receive the infinite and unlimited blessings of the universe that are trying to get to you. Allow yourself to receive the joy, well-being, and abundance that you not only desire, but are actually all your natural states of being. Joy, well-being, and abundance are your natural state of being, and all you have to do is allow it and not block those things. And all the blessings will come to you. Pay no attention to the conflicts and dramas and prejudice and inequality and unethical behavior and supposed victimhood and perpetrators in the world. These things have no power over you and do not have the power to make you unhappy. You are 100% in control of your own happiness, well-being, and abundance, and nothing and no one in the entire universe of creation has the power to take those things away from you, except you. You are the sovereign ruler of your own personal universe, and the key to your happiness is to focus 100% upon anything and anyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, including your own desires. Pay no attention to anything or anyone that is not easy to like, love, and appreciate. And then, of course, you attract more fun, beautiful people, things, etc., that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Because your happiness and your power lie within your ability to create what you want. They do not lie in trying to get rid of what you don't want, which is actually impossible. Because, of course, when you focus on what you don't want, you attract more things that you don't want. Once something has been created, it is a done deal. So you can't actually change things that have already been created. They're already made. They're done. And you have no power to change anything that anyone else has created or even something that you have created. Because again, it's a done deal. It's been created. Your only power is in creating new delicious desires. And your greatest point of power is always being happy, feeling good, and attracting things that match that happiness, and giving no power to unwanted things, and not letting those unwanted things control your happiness, which by themselves they cannot, but your negative reaction to them, your attention upon them, your belief that they are real and important, though those reasons are the reason that they, you know, supposedly control your happiness. But again, it's only your reaction that controls your happiness. And you will always react negatively to unwanted things. So just don't give those unwanted things any of your attention. Do not focus on the unsuccessful businesses or undesirable jobs or the unscrupulous person who took your money or the person who supposedly cheated on you or cheated you Focus on the delicious joy of being extremely and easily prosperous, regardless of anyone and anything else. Do not focus on uncontrollable things like the economy or interest rates or pandemics or conspiracies or politics, etc., and use those things as excuses to justify your supposed failure. Focus on the only controllable thing in your life, which is your own happiness and thoughts, which create the happiness that you desire when you are thinking joyful thoughts. You cannot control anything outside of you. You can only control your own thoughts, which will attract what you desire. So don't try to control your job or your business or your customers or your investments or your sales or your real estate or your money or lovers or children or family or friends or parents, etc., which is impossible and a waste of your infinite power and energy, because you don't really need anybody to do anything to be happy, because you are the only one that's in control of your happiness, not anybody else. Instead, control the only thing you actually have control over, which is your own thoughts. Focus on fun, juicy things and people that you desire, and focus on fun, delicious things that you already have that you want more of. You want more of that. Yeah, give me that. I like that. Focus on anything and anyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and you will attract more juicy, fun things, people, and situations in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. It's very, very simple. Creating what you want and being happy all the time is not hard. Everybody on planet Earth just makes it a big-ass freaking deal. So, again... Focus on anything and anyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and you will attract more juicy, fun things, people, and situations into your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And your life will be overflowing with lovely, beautiful, fun things and people that match your vibration of appreciation. And what goes on in the world that is none of your business will have zero meaning to you, because you are creating your own slice of heaven by being happy regardless of anyone else and not trying to control the world so that you can be happy, but instead being happy regardless of the world and then inviting the world to join you in your heavenly universe. Don't try to turn the world into heaven. Just create your own heaven and invite everybody in. Whether or not people join you in your heavenly place matters not, because everyone is on their own adventure of creation, and you don't need numbers to be happy. You are happy as the master that you truly are, as when you connect to your essence of love and joy and well-being and abundance that is not conditional upon what other people do. You are happy regardless if anyone joins you or not. When people do join you, hey, it's a lot of fun. You have a shitload of fun creating fun things together. It's fun doing things with other fun people. Let's face it. But again, you don't need those people to be happy. Be happy, which attracts happy people that you can have more fun with. So remember, do not fight for or against anything or anyone. Because nothing and no one can impose unwanted things upon you. There's no such thing as victimhood. No such thing as assertion. That is the biggest lie on planet Earth. There is only attraction, 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 and attraction, and more attraction. Instead, just enjoy your delicious desires and then allow them to come to you. Just ask and receive. Ask and receive. Allow the infinite blessings of the universe to flow to you in unlimited quantities. Wave the white flag and say, I surrender. I surrender the fight. I surrender the war. The war of limitation is over. And I now allow infinite well-being and abundance. I allow the universe to give me everything I desire. I allow infinite joy, love, well-being, and abundance. I allow my infinite, unlimited power of creation. I allow my natural state of unconditional love. I allow ease and joy. I allow infinite fun. I surrender and allow the infinite blessings of the universe of creation to rain down upon me and fill my life with joy, well-being, and abundance. Woohoo! I surrender and allow the blessings of the universe to rain down upon me. Now just sit and breathe in that state of allowance. And imagine the universe giving you everything that you desire. And you just receive it, you just allow it with open arms and an open heart. And just imagine every day of your life is a non-stop adventure of more joy, well-being, and abundance, and more joy, well-being, and abundance, and more love, and more fun, and more excitement, and more deliciousness, and more juiciness, and more bliss, and more excitement, and more adventure, and more joy. And more well-being, and more abundance, and more prosperity, and more fun, and more money, and more adventures, and more fun things to be and do and have. And more joy, well-being, and abundance, and more joy, well-being, and abundance, and more fun, and more fun, and more fun, and more fun, and then more fun, and then more fun, forever and ever. Now, if you're in a quiet place, just sit in a nice, blissful state of allowance. Just breathe and allow the infinite blessings of the universe to come to you. Just breathe and allow, breathe and allow, breathe and allow. Just breathe and allow, breathe and allow. Now stop this audio or video and just breathe and allow, and imagine, and imagine, imagine your life just being full of excitement and bliss and nonstop adventure. And for those of you still listening, I hope you enjoyed my vodcast entitled Allow, Don't Fight. And I hope that it has helped you to give up the fight. And that has helped you to surrender and will continue to help you surrender and allow the infinite blessings of the universe to rain down upon you, to rain down into your life and fill your life with overflowing abundance and joy and love. And help you live an absolutely beautiful, charmed, happy, loving, and infinitely abundant and fun life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, available on all of the podcast channels, entitled The Master Keys of Creation. I have over 300 podcasts available for you there, where you are. Exciting and blissful enlightenment. And come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering and quantumly supportive goodies to help empower you to easily create the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!